Leading Organizations That Matter, a podcast on the topics of leadership, organizational culture, and finding meaning and purpose in our work. I'm the host, Ray Spadoni, former CEO, current consultant, author, and speaker. Today's topic is the era of the context curious. A lot has changed over the four decades of my career. Don't worry, I'm not going to tell you how much a loaf of bread or gallon of gas cost in 1984, or what the number one song was that year. Okay, you're curious, I'll tell you. Bread cost 66 cents, gas was $1.13, and the number one song that year was When Doves Cry by Prince. For the record, I guessed Jump by Van Halen, but that was number six that year. Okay, so in all that time, not only does bread and gas cost more and today's music isn't what it used to be, but organizational culture has changed a lot as well. When I was starting out as a young and relatively low in the chain of command employee, I was highly focused on the task at hand. I was clear about my responsibilities and how to be successful, and I didn't worry about a great deal more than that. If someone back then had asked me how the company I was working for was doing financially or what its main threats were in the external environment, I don't think I could have answered. More importantly, though, I would have thought that those were strange questions for someone at my level to be concerned about. Things change. Today, in our era of more quickly and widely available information, the empowerment that social media has sparked in our always-on connectivity because of the devices in our pockets that didn't exist back when Prince and Eddie Van Halen were still with us, people have higher expectations of what information they should have and are, frankly, owed. I attend staff meetings at my clients nowadays, where questions are asked of senior leaders that no one would have dared ask back in the 80s. But today, employees are more what I like to call context curious. They want to know more, and they feel as though having access to this kind of information will help them make better decisions and understand what's happening around them. In short, they have higher expectations in terms of the transparency of communications and top-level decision-making in the places where they work. To which I say, bravo. Let me explain. I'm seeing a fair bit of tension between the older executives and the younger employees on this very point. Younger staff will ask those questions in the all-staff meeting, and then the more seasoned folks at the front of the room will squirm. This is this generational dynamic at play. My suggestion for anyone at or near my generation is go with the flow. Embrace transparency. In my book on organizational turnarounds, I discuss the benefits of what I term radical transparency. Not only do more and more of your employees expect it, but surprisingly, it can be quite liberating and productive and positive to put more information out there. Of course, this puts the burden of explanation on those executives, which is why they were squirming in the first place. Employees will want to know why the organization is losing so much money and what the leadership team is doing about it. So, the leadership team has to be ready to respond. Employees will ask pointed and very thoughtful questions about what's happening in the competitive market, and leaders will then need to demonstrate a clear sort of and very deep understanding of what's happening and how the company is responding. Now, I get that there are some sensitive and highly confidential information that can't be broadly shared, but I would suggest that that bar is much, much lower than it has been historically. Higher expectations on leaders will prompt those leaders to perform at a higher level. Believe me, resistance is futile. If you remember the 1980s, you'll recognize that line from Star Trek, The Next Generation. Okay, I'm done here. Thanks for listening. I hope you'll consider subscribing to this podcast and providing a review on Apple Podcasts or your platform of choice. Feel free to learn more about me and my work at redsailadvisors.com.